through 3, but I want you to read this yourself because it tells you that God must be a priority for tithing to work. He can't be second. He can't be third on the list. Your bills can't be more important than your relationship with God, and your faith has to line up with him as opposed to money, because the Bible says you can't serve two masters. You can't serve Jesus and then mammon. And what it teaches us in Genesis chapter 4 is that there was two young men called Cain and Abel. They were brothers. They were anointed to be men of God. They were the sons of Adam and Eve, so they were taught from the beginning what the covenant of God was. If you look, there was a tithing covenant even with Adam and Eve, because the Lord said, of this tree, you can't eat. Everything else here you can have, but this tree or that tithe belongs to me. Don't touch it, and life will expand all around you. So what we find out in Genesis chapter 4 is that one son by the name of Abel, because he's able to please God, he's able to walk in the things God told him to do, considered God such a priority that when he raised his cattle, he brought his first fruits unto the Lord. I wonder where the first check from our paycheck goes. Hallelujah. Your meter should be going like this. I'm either here with God or I'm here with God. Because my wife, if I tried to buy something, she'll tell me all the time, honey, we have to pay. She don't even like for us to buy stuff out of our paycheck until we've paid our tithe. But I want you to understand something, that Cain and Abel said, woo, with my first fruit. Cain said, in the process of time. That means that God, for Cain, was in second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, or tenth place. Be like me getting my paycheck, Shane, and I'm talking to you and looking right at you because I know you don't do this. So you don't got to be condemned. Woo. But I'm telling you that Cain would take his check and he'd take care of everything else. And if he had a little left over that didn't cost him anything, he might throw 2 pennies in the offering bucket to God. I've heard people say, well, maybe one was blessed because he offered an animal which used to be a sacrifice, and the other one just could offer grain. No, it has nothing to do with that. You can be a janitor. You can be an office executive. You can be a nurse. You can be someone that sweeps the floor. You can be an engineer, a welder, a nurse, a doctor, a lawyer. It doesn't matter what you do. What matters is however you make your income, God has to have his part first. Say this with me, his part first.
His part first.
And he don't even ask you for nothing, really. He gave you your job. He gave you the abilities. He blesses you. He strengthens your body. The Bible says that even our breath, hallelujah, must come from God. So he makes you able to do your job. All he's helping you earn the 100% that really belongs to him, because the whole earth is his. Everything belongs to him. And he says, if you just give me 10% of it, the rest will be increased. I won't even keep it the same. I'll increase the rest of it. Whew. Now I got to throw one more on you. I got to throw one more on you, because this is the season that we're in as a church. Remember, we just got promoted into this place. And we don't do what people do when they naturally get promoted. People that win Super Bowls and get promotions and do a lot of natural stuff, boy, they celebrate and party and drink it up and kick it up. And they say, hey, I've made it to the big time now. I'm going to relax and take my ease. But the Lord says that when you get promoted in the kingdom like they did in Joshua chapter 5 and they got to cross over, the first thing he said was, take a look at your life and circumcise yourself. You know now that I will bless you. You know that if you pay a price, you can go where only I can take you. And now, because you got promoted, you need to be more powerful than you were in your last season. So take a look at your life and circumcise yourself. Cut away things that are not good for you. Some of you need to kick some relationships completely out of your life. Getting all involved with people that take you out of church, take you away from God, having you get involved in activities that aren't even a part of your life as a Christian, and here you are compromising yourself, and then you expect that relationship to bring you into blessing. It's only going to bring you into destruction. Well, I felt all of that. And listen to me. Circumcise yourself. If you get a promotion at your job, if you get a promotion within your family, if you get a new home, the first thing you should do is say, hey, when I move into this house, there's some things that happened back there that's never going to happen here. We argued in a way. We had movies. We had stuff that was in this house. I know of a young man right now today that called me one day and said, Pastor, I don't know what's going on, but I got to throw away music, and I got to throw away this. And they were so particular that they said, I have a box of shells with a skull on it. Do I need to throw away that box or those shells? And I said, brother, hallelujah, you might be okay. Keep that ammunition. But he just wanted the purity of having his heart cleaned. And they are blessed today beyond any place they ever stood before, because they just wanted to honor God. And what I'm telling you is that the first thing we do when we get promoted, you get a new job, don't you dare celebrate. Not in the natural. No bar, no clubbing it up. I had a man get promoted into sales one day, and he said, oh, I know God gave me this, and even though I tithe and I'm a believer, now that I'm in sales, I'm going to have to drink with other people. I said, are you nuts? He said, no, my clients. I said, hey, listen, your company has a policy that you're allowed to buy your clients drink. Go ahead and do whatever your company policy is. But you should be an example by saying, I'm only drinking lemonade, Kool-Aid, pop. Even stretch yourself and drink a root beer. Stretch yourself and drink a mixed drink, like I do sometimes. I used to be at my job and I'd say, oh, I'm just so stressed, guys. I thank God we're going to lunch because I got to have a mixed drink. And even the waitresses knew who we were because we'd bring people out there all the time. And the waitress's eyes would get big. I said, yes, I need an Arnold Palmer. And they go, oh, okay. Yeah, we got you on that, because they were expecting me to live right, and I always did. And I know I'm taking a little bit of time for this offering message, but you need it, because there's a season of promotion coming on people that one right after another is going to get new jobs, new positions, more income, boom, 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 boom. It's going to blow your mind how many testimonies are going to come. So you're going to have to make sure that you handle it right. I was just dealing with a young man who is a part of this church, and he said, Pastor, he said, I just took a look at my new paycheck. And he said, and I'm so thankful. He said, but also my mind's blown. He said, because my raise wasn't like 50 cents or a dollar or two. He said, I'm making $5 more on the hour. God's grace. God's grace. Now listen to me. Clean it up, tighten up. Circumcise yourself. Now this was so important that it goes way back to the time where Moses was in charge. Because in Exodus chapter 10, Moses was talking to Pharaoh, who represented Satan at the time, and Moses said, listen to me, we're about ready to get promoted out of here by God, and when we do, when we go to that land, we need to be able to sacrifice, we need to be able to do all the things we need to be able to do. Can you put Exodus chapter 10, verse 26 up on the screen? And so Moses was contending with Pharaoh, and Pharaoh said to him, go to verse 25.
Please.
Please, please. Moses said, thou must give us also sacrifice. No, go to verse 24. I'm sorry. Thank you guys for being so patient with me. And it says here in Exodus 24, 10, 24, it says, Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, go ye, serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you. Now, I want you to understand that back in those days, flocks and herds represented increase. They traded animals for food and for grain and all that kind of stuff. Go ahead, go up, guys. Moses said, oh, thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Go to verse 26. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not an hoof be left behind, for thereof must we take to serve the Lord our God, and we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come thither.
Amen.
Mm. See, when you get promoted, you better make sure that your money ain't tied to trash. Don't compromise. Don't. You got to make sure. Basically, Moses was saying, no, Pharaoh, I'm not going to go out there and have to come back to the world for anything. If I leave my cattle here, I'm going to have to come back. If I leave anything of value here, I'm going to have to come back. When I step all up out of this place, I'm going with everything I have, and even everything I have is going to serve God. And he said, I'm not even going to leave you a bit of my cattle here. Not only will I not leave my cattle, I ain't leaving one hoof. I ain't leaving nothing. When you come out of the world, you can't afford to leave any of your life attached to darkness.
Amen.
Boy, I ordained the church last week. And some of you didn't understand what that meant. So today, as soon as I get done taking up this tithe and offering, we're going to really talk about what I was saying to you. But I want you to know that ordained doesn't just mean pastors and all of those people called to a ministry through a church organization. It really means to be set apart. Hallelujah. Da-da-da-da. It means to be set apart, separated, for something sacred that supports and moves you up under rules, obligations, and guidelines that you must adhere to. Now, with that being said, hallelujah, we can't afford to leave a hoof in Egypt.
Come on. Amen.
Some of you got habits, addictions. Some of you got relationships that take you right back to the low places. Some of you are investing your money in stuff that just needs to be cut off and taken out of your life and separated from you so that God can look and say, I'm getting a whole sacrifice. And if they're going to give me a whole sacrifice, I don't have to give them just 30, 60, but I can bring 100-fold into their life. See, he said your clothes didn't wear out, and neither did your shoes, because not only did you let me lead you in the wilderness, but you didn't attach your stuff to dark, you didn't attach yourself to dark stuff like strong drink. Well, I need a little bit to cool down. Yeah, that's how families get killed. That's how drunk drivers. Do you know that the average person drives drunk 150 to 300 times before they have a life killing or threatening accident? Whole time telling themselves, I can do this, I can do this, I've done it 100 times before. Boom! A child's gone, a mother's disabled, their life is over, all because we just had to go out and get some kind of peace that we should get in the scriptures by having the peace of God rule our life. Well, hallelujah. Now, here's what I can do. I can release this to you.